With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Old man winter is just not going away. 2 weeks of storms have turned roads into icy death traps, frozen people to death from Oregon to Tennessee, and caused power outages in the U.S. that could take weeks to fix. DeSoto County, Mississippi Emergency Services Director Chris Olson says the roads are icy, leading to even more treacherous travel conditions. He spoke to WMC-TV.
It's that same message. If you don't have to get out, please don't get out in it. It's not going to be easy to travel across. The hazard is really bad. So stay in if you can.
Fresh snow fell on New York City and Washington, D.C., where today's March for Life is now taking place. Pro-life advocates from all over the country are taking part. March for Life President Jeannie Mancini says the abortion issue is a battle for the hearts and minds of all Americans.
Changing laws to protect human life is a noble and necessary cause. But you know what? Even more important is changing hearts and minds. And make no mistake, we will march until abortion is unthinkable.
The upcoming presidential election could be heavily influenced by abortion politics. Also at SRNnews.com, sales of previously occupied U.S. homes sank in 2023 to a near 30-year low as mortgage rates climbed to the highest level in more than two decades. The National Association of Realtors said existing U.S. home sales totaled 4.09 million last year, an 18.7% decline from 2022. Mexican Marines have detained one of the top leaders of the Gulf drug cartel. It's the gang that kidnapped four Americans and killed two of them in March of 2023. This is SRN News. Democratic Congressman Gerald Nadler of New York says America needs illegal immigration, and here's one reason why.
The fact is that the birth rate in this country is way below replacement level, which means our population is going to start shrinking, and the ratio of people on Social Security and Medicare is going to increase relative to the number of people supporting them.
Pro-life activist Jerry Boyer is shocked.
What's notable about that isn't that he wants more illegal immigration. What's notable is that he, a liberal Democrat, acknowledges that we have an underpopulation problem. So we don't face a population bomb. We don't need to shrink global population to sustainable levels. Our economy actually needed the 70 million people we've aborted since Roe?
In fact, the U.S. birth rate has been below replacement level for several years. Boyer made his comments on townhall.com. This is SRN News. A small airplane that crashed into the ocean off the California coast has been identified as one of tens of thousands of home-built aircraft.
The aircraft are part of a high-flying hobby taking off across the country. Federal investigators say initial reports indicate four people were aboard the single-engine Cozy Mark IV when it went down last weekend just south of San Francisco. No survivors have been found. Only one body has been recovered from the waters near Half Moon Bay.
Correspondent Jeremy House, more than 3,300 amateur-built planes, a class known as Cozy Aircraft, are licensed by the FAA. In Missouri, Jackson County Executive Frank White has vetoed an ordinance. It would have put a 3/8 cent sales tax renewal on the April ballot. That proposed sale tax would fund sports stadiums for the Kansas City Chiefs and the Kansas City Royals. More details at SRNnews.com.